You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and brain impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary, 4 stars are excellent, 3 stars are above average, 2 stars are average, and 1 star is fair. First, from the News and Observer, the Mecca's Old Diner can be a refreshing change, notably the dinner and bar. This was published July 24th and was written by Greg Cox. Mecca's is located at 15 East Martin Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-832-5714, and Mr. Cox gave them a 3.5-star rating. Over the decades, Mecca's dark wood paneling has attained a time-worn patina, and its walls have accumulated dozens of framed newspaper articles and signed photographs of politicians and judges. For the most part, though, the narrow dining room looks much the same as you would imagine it did when Greek immigrant Nicholas Dombalis opened the restaurant in 1930. The menu has evolved with the times. An early menu devoted entire sections to oysters, cold meats, and ice cream and fancy sundaes. But by and large, 3 successive generations of the Dombalis family have kept the offering true to the original diner spirit. So when local developer and restaurateur Greg Hatem bought Raleigh's oldest restaurant last year, he knew better than to mess with success. Hatem also owns The Pit, City, Gravy, and Raleigh Times. In other words, not only does he know a little something about restaurants, but he also happens to be one of the Mecca's biggest fans. He has been a regular since the 80s and has been known to eat all 3 meals there in the same day. Other than updating the bathrooms and giving the upstairs dining room a makeover, Hatem left the look of the place pretty much unchanged. Okay, regulars will notice one significant change: a well-stocked bar that now serves beer, wine, and cocktails, including a selection of mostly Prohibition-era classics, presumably selected with the Mecca's history in mind, with options such as a sidecar, Scofflaw, and Southside Fizz. The drinks are surprisingly well made for the price of $7 to $8, and a delightful prelude to an evening meal, which Hatem revived after several years' absence. The dinner menu borrows a handful of favorites from the lunch menu, including the perennially popular BLT and the Double Glow Burger, an old-school diner-style burger that, according to our friendly server one night, is made with beef from the Angus Barn. Fried catfish, topped with chow chow and Old Bay mayonnaise, and served on a toasted brioche bun, is a worthy addition to the sandwich selection. Naturally, it would be insane not to include fried chicken, a lunchtime bestseller, and arguably the best fried chicken in town, in the dinner entree list. We're talking fried chicken like your granny used to make, if you were lucky. No crunchy batter, just a dusting of seasoned flour, yielding juicy meat and exquisitely crisp golden skin. You get half a chicken for a diner-like price of $13, and that includes your choice of 2 sides, butter beans, collard greens seasoned with smoked turkey, and a rich, gooey mac and cheese topped with bits of pork cracklings are all worthy options. For the most part, the entree offering doesn't stray far off the path of traditional diner fare. The glaring exception is a southern-accented take on shepherd's pie that sneaks collards and black-eyed peas into the ground beef filling. A vegetarian version of the shepherd's pie is a welcome adaptation for modern times. At the opposite end of the spectrum, the Mecca's meatloaf, fine-textured and meaty beneath a blanket of rich gravy, is the platonic ideal for dinner fare. So is the classic Greek diner take on spaghetti with meat sauce, a sauce much beefier than you'd find in an Italian restaurant. Steak, often paired with eggs on a diner's breakfast menu, including the Mecca's, gets upsized and promoted to the dinner menu here. The New York strip for $15, weighing in at 10 ounces and grilled to order, is surprisingly tender. Like most entrees, it includes two sides. Don't overlook the supplemental list of nightly specials, where you'll find the likes of Monday's San Francisco chicken and Thursday's chopped sirloin steak with gravy. Wednesday serves up a trio of tempting options: chicken stew with dumplings, barbecue pork chop, and sweet potato pudding. The dessert selection is short, sweet, and just what you'd expect in a diner: apple pie, pecan pie, and a homemade cobbler, recently blackberry. You'll want to splurge on a scoop of ice cream for the cobbler. The Mecca is as bustling as ever during the daytime hours, with the corned beef hash and homemade biscuit crowd frequently overlapping lunchtime lawyers getting their clam chowder and double-decker sandwich fix. In stark contrast, the dining room was nearly empty both times I dined there in the evening. I can only guess that word hasn't gotten around about the Mecca's new bar and dinner service. Otherwise, it's hard to imagine why more people aren't filling those vintage booths and counter stools and sipping an old fashioned as they peruse the menu and take in a setting that none of the trendy spots in downtown Raleigh can come close to matching. If you've never been to the Mecca, and if you don't live or work in downtown Raleigh, there's a good chance you haven't, I urge you to check it out. Order a cocktail, and let me propose a toast to the idea that sometimes something very old can, in fact, be a refreshing change of pace. The Mecca is located at 15 East Martin Street in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-832-5714, and they were rated 3.5 stars. Now for an article from NC Triangle Dining. Layered Croissanterie, a flaky take on delectable pastries for downtown Raleigh. This was published July 14th and written by Ron Nguyen. Layered Croissanterie is located at 911 Northwest Street, Suite 107 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-200-1200. While I'm more of a savory guy versus a sweets guy, color me curious when I first heard about Layered Croissanterie coming to West Street in Raleigh. I hadn't heard much through the foodie grapevine, and its quirky location just north of Peace Street had me wondering. Layered Croissanterie officially opened up on June 30th, and I've been able to stop in several times and sample their pastries. And I can tell you for sure that this savory-loving foodie is super excited to have them in the neighborhood. Here's why. First things first, if you're headed over to Layered, it's located in a quiet section of West Street, just north of the popular Cardinal Bar and the future Publix. You can also access West Street off of Wade Avenue, right on the exit ramp for Capitol Boulevard South, which is really easy if you notice it. Layered Croissanterie sits in a newer, renovated building in white brick. Just look for the pastel-colored logo and roll-up garage door. Inside Layered Croissanterie, it all feels white, light, and airy with plenty of sunlight, casual seating up front. The modern-looking space features a viewable baking area and small counter-order area in the back right. A display of the day's pastries sit up front on white pedestals, so you can commence drooling before ordering. Note that Layered Croissanterie is only accepting cards as payment right now and is open 6 days a week, closed on Mondays. The menu at Layered Croissanterie is super simple. A handful of regular croissant pastries, rotating seasonal pastries, along with coffee drinks and beverages. Easy peasy. I've worked my way through a good chunk of the menu and have high praise for the croissants here. They are perfectly baked, buttery, and showcase a density of layers for your enjoyment. While you can't go wrong with any of them, my favorites include the double-baked Bananas Foster, which is split down the middle and filled with chunky banana spread and topped with cream. The Lemon Meringue Cruffin, a croissant muffin, is also fantastic, crowned with soft and sticky meringue and filled with a bit of lemony cream down the center. Oh, and the Kogan Amman, which the author then notes is pronounced Queen Amman, pastries are a delicious simplicity. A croissant-type pastry layered in a sugary crust. Get your pastries for take-home or enjoy it at Layered with a hearty cup of Counter Culture coffee, and you'll be in sweet and flaky heaven. I had a chance to chat with Layered Croissanterie's owner, Mark and Karsar, to learn more about their business and pastries. The very cool and hip couple, Layered Croissanterie, is their first food retail bakery experience, and their baking talents were honed over 10 years as a hobby. Head baker Karsar was a school teacher in her prior life and has been baking for friends and family before channeling her skills into Layered. They are usually up and working on pastries at 3 to 4 a.m. given the 3-day process to make the croissants. Make the dough, shape the dough, proof, and bake. Wondering how they got those wonderful layers? Butter is laminated and layered on the dough, folded over 3 times, and then folded several more times, resulting in anywhere from 9 to 12 layers of flaky goodness. Very time-intensive. And there will be more seasonal and international flavors over time. A savory spinach bechamel croissant, the Popeye, is the latest addition to the Layered Croissanterie menu. All I can say is that I'm excited to have this new pastry shop in Raleigh and so close to home. But I'm pretty sure my waistline will be bearing the brunt of their deliciousness. So welcome to the neighborhood, Layered Croissanterie. Can't wait to see what comes out of your ovens over the rest of 2019. Layered Croissanterie is located at 911 Northwest Street, Suite 107 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-1200. Next is a review from the Eat Raleigh blog. This was published around the week of July 22nd and is titled Swahili Grill. The Swahili Grill is located at 3721 Sumner Boulevard in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-792-0135. The Triangle Town Center may have been the first place in Raleigh I ever visited. Fresh off my campus tour at Campbell University, my guide dropped me off at the mall to explore. The mall captivated me. The selection of stores, Triangle Town Commons, the restaurants, and the energy. Fast forward 16 years later, and Triangle Town Center is a shell of its former self. Heading towards foreclosure, the once lively Triangle Town Commons stands silent, with mostly empty storefronts. But in the midst of this gloom, Swahili Grill shows good things can still happen at the desolate mall. The menu is full of East African dishes that were foreign to us. We pinged the chefs with questions on each dish, which they in turn answered with wide smiles. Despite the unfamiliarity, we were able to notice the influences from other cultures. My goat curry being the most obvious, with its rich and flavorful stew that simmered the meat until it was tender. Chapai being another dish that came from Indian influences. Flatter than naan, but still possessing the same chew, everyone at dinner enjoyed the bread. Chomas were grilled to a satisfying char. To my surprise, the beef choma was the most impressive of the grilled meats. Not to say the chicken was bad, but it wasn't as dynamic as the beef. With an orange tint, Swahili's spicy rice was something new to the taste buds. Although they called it spicy, it actually did not have much heat. It was pungent with spices, and not in a bad way. I'm not sure what will be the fate of Swahili Grill, if they will be able to overcome its location's grim prospects or the decline of the American shopping mall in general, but I am sure it has the food to do it. Swahili Grill is located at 3721 Sumner Boulevard in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-792-0135. Back to the NC Triangle Dining website, we have a retake. Anvil's Cheesesteaks in Raleigh for a classic Philly cheesesteak experience, written by Ron Wynn and published on July 28th. Anvil's Cheesesteaks is located at 2893 Jones Franklin Road in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-854-0558. When it comes to regional delicacies, a Philly cheesesteak is pretty high on my to-eat list. Chopped steak on a grill and topped with melty cheese and peppers on a soft roll is always a winner in my book. But given its regionality, a good cheesesteak is usually pretty hard to find, and that's no different here than in the Triangle. When I first moved to North Carolina back in 2005, I spent several years looking for a good cheesesteak to no avail. But finally, in 2010, ran into Anvil's Cheesesteaks on the edge of Raleigh. 9 years later, I'm still going back to Anvil's and loving what they are putting out of that grill. As a first-time visitor to Anvil's, the location might be a bit of a mystery. It sits in the back corner of Swift Creek Plaza, not far from Cary Crossroads, and it's a bit hidden. With the large bushes out front, you might miss the place unless you're keeping an eye out for it. Inside Anvil's, it's a totally casual grill setup. 4 mica tables, plastic chairs, you're not coming here for ambience, just good eats. And thankfully, Anvil's delivers a great sandwich. Its small menu covers a handful of Philadelphia Italian sandwich favorites for about $9 per sandwich, along with maybe some specials, coleslaw, chips, soft drinks, and beers. That's it. But what Anvil does, it does really well. Order at the counter, self-serve your drink, or maybe go with a birch beer, similar to root beer, to make your dining experience totally Philly. As you wait, you'll hear the clanking of metal spatulas on the kitchen grill top as the steak is minced into delicious morsels. The food comes out to you in plastic baskets lined with white butcher's paper. I typically forgo the chips and just try to do another sandwich as an appetizer when visiting. The classic cheesesteak here at Anvil's is excellent, served up on 11-inch hoagie rolls. The provolone is well melted into the chopped meat and onion, making for a tasty mix of beef and savory cheese. The sandwiches are perfectly filled, making for a nice meal. Anvil's pizza cheesesteak adds some pepperoni and marinara sauce, giving the sandwich a bit of an Italian flair, which makes for a taste sensation. Beyond cheesesteaks, consider the rare Italian roast pork sandwich. A local favorite up in Philly that's hard to find elsewhere, Anvil's serves up thin-sliced roast pork topped with provolone, spinach, broccolini is the classic green used, and peppers. This sandwich is soft, moist, and full of soft pork flavor. The greens provide a bit of contrast to the luscious meat, giving the sandwich a balanced flavor. I also recently tried their Sicilian sausage sandwich special, which is chopped sausage topped with peppers, onions, and cheese, another great option beyond cheesesteaks. Anvil's also offers up chicken sandwiches and portobello mushrooms for vegetarian sandwiches, but I have yet to try them. So a slow round of applause for this delicious sandwich shop. Given its discreet location on the Raleigh-Cary City Line and bare-bones dining experience, it would be easy to pass by Anvil's and not think twice. But if you're up for a great cheesesteak or Italian roast pork sandwich, you'd be missing out on one of the best spots for a classic Philly sandwich experience. I have yet to find any other spots serving up this type of sandwich deliciousness in the Triangle, even after all these years. Enjoy, and you can thank me later. Anvil's Cheesesteak is located at 2893 Jones Franklin Road in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-854-0558. Continuing from NC Triangle Dining, we have a first take. Barcelona Wine Bar, a high-energy celebration of Spanish tapas. Published July 1st, and written by Ron Wynn. The Barcelona Wine Bar is located at 430 West Martin Street in the Dillon Building in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-808-5400. When it comes to Spanish tapas in the Triangle, Durham had the market cornered with the ever-popular Mateo and Taberna tapas. As a Raleighite, I had tapas on my short list of desired restaurants, and thankfully Barcelona Wine Bar has come to the rescue. Part of the Del Frisco restaurant group, like Bartico, Barcelona Wine Bar has about 17 locations on the Eastern Seaboard and Colorado. Barcelona Wine Bar's prime location in the Dillon Building is its second location in North Carolina, and after several dinner visits, color me impressed. Here's why you should be considering a visit to this hot new NC Triangle restaurant located in the new Dillon Building. Located in a premium corner spot at West and Martin Street, the Barcelona is one of the new fun and hip eateries that continue to be opened up at the Dillon. A lovely patio area with greenery fronts the restaurant, and you'll usually find an energetic crowd milling about. Step through the narrow doorway and you'll run into the centerpiece tapas bar in front, U-shaped, which is usually very busy. Overhead, you'll spy hollowed-out wood tubes, and to the sides, rectangular wood cinder blocks, which provide some separation between the bar and the kitchen or side dining room. Interior design at Barcelona Wine Bar is very organic and rustic. It feels a bit weathered, even though it's a brand new space. I've eaten 4 times here, usually at the bar and once on the patio. The large tapas menu offers up an array of charterie, 3 choices for $17.50, salads, small plates, chef's items, along with some desserts that are not on the main menu. Barcelona Wine Bar also offers up a handful of entree-type dishes in the $20 plus range, including paella, but where's the fun in that? There is plenty to choose from for meat eaters or vegetarians, but I'll give a slight advantage to Team Meat at Barcelona Wine Bar. The wine list is pretty extensive and focused on European wine, with glasses mostly $10 and up. I'd expect to spend $30 and up for a meal with one drink, so it's a mid-priced type meal for Raleigh. For starters, the Spanish tortilla omelet is stellar. Tender, thin-sliced potatoes are layered with egg and olive oil to present a luscious take on a very simple dish, and it is executed perfectly here at Barcelona. Don't miss the croquetas de jamón, which are delicately fried balls of deliciousness. The crunchy exterior breaks open to a soft and cheesy interior, accentuated with salty ham. Wonderful stuff. And yes, you must try the albondigas, meatballs made with a bit of lamb and a chunky tomato sauce. The albondigas are bites of savory meatiness and filling for a small dish. I usually skip the complimentary bread basket, but some of that country bread sopped in the tomato sauce from the albondigas would be heavenly. Now, while officially Barcelona is all about small plates, I consider some of the higher-priced chef specials to be more entree-like, given the meat heaviness of the dishes here. I had a fantastic New York strip paired with red chimichurri, which was wonderful. Thinly sliced, perfectly cooked medium medallions of beef, sporting that luscious fat on the edge, topped with a flavorful chimichurri sauce, makes for a taste sensation. Paired with the plumped charred sugar snap peas, you'd have a perfect meal with both the savory beef and crunchy greens to balance your plate. And after all these small plates, make sure you save room for dessert. It's a small menu, but I loved Barcelona's crepes Celerino, crepes with dulce de leche cream and hazelnuts, and their chocolate flourless cake. So small and decadent, the cake is filled with creamy chocolate ganache. A glass of port would probably be the happy ending to a wonderful meal here at Barcelona. While Barcelona is still evolving as a new restaurant, they do a good job training and preparing their staff. Just beware that the bar can be pretty energetic and boisterous. Read loud. If you're up for a quieter meal, you're better off in the dining room or patio. But wherever you sit at Barcelona Wine Bar, your taste buds are in for a treat. The chef, Jose Oca, back in the kitchen, has some serious talent and knows how to take these simple dishes to another level, which is, to me, a perfect reason to celebrate the arrival of the Barcelona Wine Bar and its Spanish tapas in the Oak City. They are located at 430 West Martin Street inside the Dillon Building in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-808-5400. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. You have been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service.